something on a place where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and
butter. Dairy? Dairy?
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
No.
Where would y'all keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Just outside in a little outfit that was screened in. It's cool outside. I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
Did you ever hear that called a dairy?
No.
What about safe?
Yeah, I've heard them called safe, yes.
Is that what you're trying to think of?
Probably so.
How would you keep potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, they kept potatoes in potato bin. That was sort of hole dug in the ground, maybe a little roof over it.
Uh-huh.
And that was potato bin.
Would they just throw the potatoes down in the ground and then?
Mm-hmm. They'd keep good.
What about turnips? Did you ever store those? And if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say we had a good
cotton crop.
And you grow the cotton out in the area where the cotton's planted would be called a...
just cotton farm is all I know.
Or it wouldn't be a pasture, it'd be a...
patch.
Okay.
The patch, in my opinion, is just a small, not too large a place.
What if it's pretty big?
It's a cotton farm.
Okay. What about corn? You grow it out in a...
corn field.
What size would a field be?
Oh, that just depends. Some of them have 2 or 3 acres and some might have 50 acres. Depend on their need for it.
It could be just any size?
Yeah.
If you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
Two is about all I know of, is regular turning plow and a disc plow. The old timers used regular turning plow.
Was it tractor driven?
No, pulled by mules, horses, and had two handles on it.
Did you ever do any of that kind of work yourself?
No. I've seen it done, but I never did it.
When you had two mules hitched up together, you say you had a...
the pair of mules, a team. Call them a team.
And the trench that the plow cuts is called a...
furrow.
When you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
Seems like I have, I can't recall it right now.
And something that's got little teeth in it that breaks up the ground finer than a plow.
Harrow.
Were there different kinds of harrow?
Probably.
Do you remember hearing different names for them?
No.
Do you ever hear of any farm instrument called a jeeweedus or a lizard? Sometimes people call that. What sort of work do you have to do with cotton?
Nowadays you have to chop it. Well, in the old days, too. But now they use a lot of poison, to kill the grass that's growing around the cotton.
What kind of grass grows up?
Oh, Lord, there's a dozen different kinds, or maybe more than that. And it'll choke your cotton out if you don't... But they still do a lot of chopping cotton, and some of them call it chopping cotton, some hoeing cotton.
What is it, killing the grass out?
Yeah. Just take a hoe and go in there and kill it out.
What are the different names of the grass?
Oh, Johnson grass and crab grass and nut grass, Bermuda grass. I don't know, there's so many different kinds. Depends on the vicinity where you're farming. It might be different. 10 miles from here, you might have a different kind of grass choking your cotton.